Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:25 is your time. It is always an enormous honor when we have in one of the great psychological minds in America, sports psychologist Dr. Joel Fish. Doctor, it's great to have you back, my friend.
Thank you.
Al, I'm not going to lie to you. I double booked Dr. Fish.
You double booked him.
Said last week we were talking. I went, Doc, if the Eagles lose, I'm going to need you Tuesday. One day to get over the loss, and then the second day to try to prevent suicide. If they win, I'm going to need you Wednesday, because then we're going to be so over the moon with them winning. We're going to wonder, Al, when you're normally, look, I don't take drugs, but if you're on like a super high,
right?
Don't you eventually crash?
Yeah, yeah.
And that happens. Makes me nervous, too.
People right? Now are just trying to sleep for a day.
Doc, we're so high in this town. Do you fear our mental health next week, next month?
Actually, it's just terrific to be part of it. I'm high, too, like
you're
everybody
too.
Else, because it's not just that we won. It's how we won.
Yes.
And to go from 7-9 last year and then starting to think maybe and then uttering the word Super Bowl and then thinking we can win the Super Bowl and then the trauma.
Yes.
I was here after Wentz went down. The trauma.
Oh, you're right. We brought him in after Wentz. We were done then.
We thought we were done. And then to me, the key was the Atlanta game and that first playoff game. All our historical anxiety comes to the surface. They have first down, goal to go, last 2 minutes. And for us to meet that fear head on, stay aggressive, courage, have a different outcome, I think that just released so much pent-up disappointment, if you will.
So this was healthy for
us. Oh, my gosh. And then have the same thing happen against New England.
Right.
To meet the bully in the eye like that, 2 minutes
He's
to go.
Right.
Brady, we met all our fears. And in psychology, growth is when you're in the situation, you hang in there, you do what you need to do, you get a positive outcome. That's how you grow. That's how you evolve. I think this is so great and so healthy, if you will, for the Philadelphia fan base. I'm ecstatic.
Rhea. What I'm hearing the doctor say here is that this is going to change us. We're going to be different now because we've experienced the ultimate thrill.
I've lived here a long time.
You don't think so?
Well, we got about a week or two in us.
Right, Doc, yeah, are we going to be less negative? Are we going to be see the world in a different way, at least our sports teams?
Well, I think from a civic point of view, from a Philadelphia pride point of view, absolutely.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh brands themselves as a city of champions and civic pride. And I remember in 1980, we won some championships. And I do think from a civic pride point of view, I think there's going to be change, significant change. From a unity point of view, to hear your calls and to be able to go into any – nothing like that. We needed something. In psychology, we're always trying to figure out what needs did this meet. And we just needed something to bring us together and something positive. At the personal level, I mean, I think it depends on the person. Clearly, you have different kinds of fans. You have people that were into this game from a social point of view. You have people that like a game from an entertainment point of view. You have people that are financial. They bet some money on it. But for those people where being a sports fan in Philadelphia is really a core part of their identity.
Yes, it is.
I think there's a positive that comes out of this. I think we're more likely the next situation to see optimism versus pessimism. We still have to pay our bills.
I'm going to be more optimistic now.
Well, I'm not talking about you.
No, he's saying the fans, all of us.
I would just like to point out quickly that
the Phillies
in 2009, after the World Series, obviously, the question was how long would it take to boo?
We booed right there. Yeah, okay.
We booed opening day.
More specifically, two-thirds of an inning.
Yes.
No, all
the
right, fine, but
inning.
Wait a minute.
Mark, think about this.
That was superficial.
Change is not simple. Look, you don't change a dog into a cat. I'm not saying that we change completely,
right.
But whatever our starting point was on negativity and positivity from 0 to 10, and there's differences in personality. I think age makes a difference. I think if we're normally a 3, this can bump us up to a 4 or 5. I do think change happens step by step, and I do think it gives us the chance the next time we're in a pressure situation, more of us are going to be able to say, maybe, sometimes good things happen, as opposed to, oh, nothing ever good happens.
Well, I'll say the 08 parade changed me. That changed me.
I remember your visit here with Wentz, right? And what we said, Rhea kept reminding us, and really got kind of annoying after a while. She would say, we can't have nice things. We can't have nice things. We never get to win. We never get to have the parade. But we can never say that now for years and years because our ultimate team won in the most improbable way, right?
It's hard to say never now. I think we're more likely to say sometimes or maybe or it can happen.
Remember 2018 when we won it? We can do this now.
Who called you at halftime and told you they were going to win? No doubt in my mind.
Well, I'm
going to
get to that because I'll be honest with you.
I made a bet with him, Dr. Fish. I had no doubt.
Al, I've been under therapy with Dr. Fish for a while now.
Right.
And the doctor had been praising me for being very positive. I was changing the way I live my life.
You didn't hear that phone call, Dr. Fish.
But I got, no, Doc, in all honesty, I got into a bad situation with my wife at the game. She left watching the Super Bowl with me because she found me too negative. And I want to try to understand. I need to assure her that Daddy Angelo Cataldi's gone and will never return. Because
well,
I got the prize. I got was I was, I, it was well, anyway, we'll get to that. I got a woman on the line. I'm probably going to want to talk to her, too, Doc. Her name is Coma Tracy. She was in a coma for 3 months. She came out of the coma remaining an incredible Eagles fan. And I can't imagine what she feels right now. She's with us on the line. Hi, Coma Tracy.
Good morning, everyone. We're world champions.
Do you believe it?
I believe it.
Did you wonder if you had gone into another coma?
Yes. I didn't know what to do. I was crying so hard. I was crying hysterically.
You were.
My daughter didn't know what to think. They just told me they loved me.
Oh, that's a nice moment. So they took that time to say they loved you.
My friend was, he's older. We had a tradition to watch the game together because it was good luck. We're very superstitious.
Yeah.
He was bent over. He sat in one spot for the whole game because things would go good, so he wouldn't move. And he'd stand up, and he was, like, bent over like he was having a heart attack. And I didn't even ask him if he was okay. I was crying. We're world champions.
Wait a minute. So he got up when they won, and he was still bent over?
Yeah, he got up, and he was, like, bent over, like, standing there trying to breathe.
All right, hold on, Tracy. Can I go back a minute? Because I didn't get the reaction I was hoping for from Al. So at the moment of jubilation, of joy, your kids said to you they loved you.
Yeah, nice.
They did. They told me they loved
you. Very nice. They should tell you that every day.
Oh, my. See, he's changing too, Doc. You wouldn't have heard Al say that
last week.
All
it takes is a coma.
All right, stop it. So, Tracy, do you, what has, through all you've been through, what has kept you as an Eagles fan in good times and bad? What has done it for you?
I just, since I was young, my brother, like, for instance, it was Jerome Brown's birthday. I said that to my brother the other day before we won.
Yep.
And he's like, you don't even know who Jerome Brown is. I remember Jerome Brown dying. I was young when he died.
Yeah, so I think it was 1991. You're right.
Yeah, so I was probably in middle school or almost in middle school. But I remember it happening, and I remember I just remember my brothers being into football, and I went to Central Bucks West, which was a championship team, so that's what got me into football.
I'm
but
so
when
happy
I came out of the
you.
Coma
when you when came out of the coma, what
they told me they gave me 3 blood transfusions, and I didn't even know my name, and I asked them, did they give me green blood?
Wow. That's an Eagle fan. That is a beautiful thing. Tracy, I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for you. You're coming to the parade?
I'm coming to the parade. I have a problem.
What?
We were going to take the train, and my friend that's driving now doesn't want to take the train, but where are we going to park?
Well, the thing is, most of the trains, from what we understand, a lot of the passes that they were selling are already sold out.
You can go online, Tracy. All that information is available online,
but,
like where you can park.
Park like a half a mile, 3/4 of a mile away and trek it. That's the best thing I can tell you. And I don't know if Uber's going to be able to do anything. They're probably going to be tied up as well. But, Trace, whatever it takes, we waited 57 years for this.
Yes, we have.
It's beautiful. Congratulations, Tracy.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Doc, I got to ask you something. You know, I don't know if you noticed that. It was an interesting little sequence there when she talked about her kids telling her that they loved her. Al recoiled. Al didn't handle it well at all. Al, I'm going to tell you furthermore, Doc.
What is it?
When the word love comes up, Al doesn't handle it well.
Hmm.
What do you think is going on there, Dr. Joel Fish?
Well, Al, what do you think's going
on? Oh, God.
Oh, that's what
they
do.
That's not going to go
on. No, what? Hold on. You're a guest on the show. You're not a shrink
here. If you look at Al the way I am right now, something's happening. Look at him right now.
Yeah, it is. He has a weird face.
Well, he said you cannot change a dog into a cow. You can't get it neutered.
See, he's not helping.
Al?
He seems to be, Doc, he feels awkward when people get very emotional.
Just think deeper on that.
And I'm trying to understand why that is.
Well, I think, going back to our caller, I'm just amazed how many times people connect memories to intergenerational. She mentioned her brother and her dad, and so many of our calls have been, these are special moments, and that's part of the specialness of what's going on right now.
What does that have to do with that?
Well, we haven't won any championships.
I think but you're avoiding me
now.
No,
I'm not, but I want to get this back to
you. Why? Did that question I ask you make you feel bad? Tell me how you thought about that.
Well, I remember watching that game in 1960. Oh, wait a second. God, you're good, Angela.
Not really.
You are good.
Not really.
But can I get back to Al, please?
Yes, yes, yes.
Which is, when some people get in touch with those emotions about family and love, some people get very expressive. Some get nostalgic. Some get teary. Like, I see you may be getting a little bit,
very
Angela.
Emotional, yes.
Other people like Al feel it, but they may have difficulty expressing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's just, I had this conversation with Jonesy yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Jonesy.
Oh, this is not good, though.
He has no association to any team.
Yeah, he doesn't.
None, zero. No, doesn't like music, and he doesn't understand. Like, I can understand having lived in a city a long time, being a big fan.
Right.
But I'm not a fan.
Right.
Like, but he's none at all. Not at all.
No, of any team in any sport.
Not even Toronto, where he grew up. Right.
Not even T.O.
Nothing.
Not even T.O. It's like, he's really strange. I said, don't you have didn't you pick a team as a kid that, like, he played for, I love my college.
Yeah.
Like, I would prefer for BU to win the bean pods. Like, I love my college. He played at Western Michigan.
Nothing.
He might as well have been Tulane. He don't care.
that might be a book you could write, because he's really
read it.
In fairness to Al, did you see the emotion and the love that he just showed? So we're getting there. Al.
We're getting there.
It's in there.
He's saying he loves something.
Anyway, yeah, he wins the damn beanpot.
He loves
something other than cheese pizza.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.